expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Live an enlightened and authentic life by standing in your own power. The Silver Gaia Show with Dr. Bree Gibbs and co-host Stephanie Sills brings forth new information supporting the ascension process happening on the planet now. Dr. Bree travels multiple worlds bringing through the unknown ancient knowledge and messages to help you remember who you truly are and live a life with truth, trust, and passion. Now, here are your hosts, Dr. Bree and Stephanie.
Welcome, everyone. I'm Bree.
And I'm Stephanie.
And you're joining us on the Silver Gaia Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Mm-hmm. Have you ever thought about all the different laws that we have in the universe? We have to follow our state laws and our government laws. But there's also laws in the universe that people don't talk about. It's just not the law of attraction or the law of abundance or what our birthright is. There are laws that we have to follow, like, don't read somebody without their permission. Don't look at their auras without permission. Because you're actually going through a veil that person didn't give you permission to go through. And so here's my thing, is you are actually violating them. Mm-hmm. And that's a nice way of putting it.
Yeah.
Because personally, I've had it done to me. And I'm just going to be honest, it's like psychically raping somebody. You don't have a right to see something without their permission.
You know, Bree, I also think that judging people.
Yes.
Don't judge people before you. I mean, that's like not reading them.
And that's one of the laws.
Yes. Keep it to yourself until you have spoken to that person.
No, that's true. And that is one of the laws, because when you go into the goddess laws, mm-hmm. which is also universal laws, mm-hmm. is honor and respect.
Yep.
Okay, so we don't have to maybe agree with what somebody's saying.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. We don't have to like it.
No. Nope.
But we have to, by universal laws, honor and respect mm-hmm. their opinions.
That's basically how I live. Honor everything.
I'm glad.
Do no harm.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Respect everything.
And, you know, sometimes in a marriage, you know, I'm married, mm-hmm. you know, and you are, and it's like, you know, we have these relationships.
Yes.
And they can be hard.
Mm-hmm.
And with the transformation of the energy, it has been hard.
Mm-hmm.
But we have to honor and respect it, no matter what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, how many times do we have to tell people, you know, you need to honor them?
Mm-hmm.
And if I have to say honor over and over today, I'm going to.
Right. Well, yeah. Get it out there.
I'm telling you.
Yeah.
It's just done. So today, Stephanie and I are talking about the universal laws that people do not talk about, like the laws of cause and effect. Nothing yes. happens by chance or out of the side of the universal laws. Every action has a reaction and a consequence. We reap what we sow.
Exactly.
So what do you think about that?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I can take an example of my daughter.
Great.
You know, and her decisions. And like you said, you reap what you sow.
Right.
Yeah. She has free will to make these choices, which is great because they, you know, free will is right there in front of you.
Right.
To make that choice down this road or this road. And in letting her know by her choices, she is going to have to answer to all the questions or all the experiences that she has by making that choice. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. But who's she answering to?
Herself.
Right. The I am present.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's hard on us.
Yeah.
There's things that I've had to face in the last few weeks that...
From cause and effect?
Cause and effect that I cannot believe that I did. And I was like going, whoa, I thought that simple little thing of saying my truth also...
Right.
Cause their cause and effect.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one thing we're talking about today.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a law of attraction is great. So if you're wanting to attract abundance, you know, mm-hmm. all that's really great, but there's a necessary steps you have to take to it. It's not that you're going to put out there, I'm going to make all this money.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to make so much and I'm going to own my own studio, let's just say, right?
Okay.
All right. Mm-hmm. But to be able to own that own studio, there's things you have to do.
Well, you have to work,
right?
At it. I mean, you can't just sit around and just wait for it to come.
No.
No, you do have to put effort.
Right. So, I mean, the universe just gives us so much help.
Yeah.
We just have to make sure that we're doing our part.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what kind of, a lot of people listen to that and they go, well, wait a minute. Why do I have to do anything? Why can't I just write it on a piece of paper, put it out there like it was told years ago,
mm-hmm.
write what you want,
mm-hmm.
act like it happened and thank them and it will happen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So all that does happen, but we also have to take the initiative to make
the
it
steps,
happen.
The steps right. to go along to achieving that goal.
Right.
I mean, like I said, you can't just sit on the couch.
No.
You got to get up and you have to, you know, move forward to that goal that you're trying to achieve.
So with the new energy, this mm-hmm. is why I wanted to do this show, because these laws are coming into effect. And people get ready, because mm-hmm. they're here.
Mm-hmm.
And we just want to help you find out about them. So here we go. I want you to do this one. The law of rhythm.
The law of rhythm.
Mm-hmm.
Everything vibrates and moves in certain rhythms. Yes. These rhythms establish seasons, cycles, stages of development, and patterns. Each
right.
cycle reflects the regularity of God's universe.
Right.
Masters know how to raise above negative parts of the cycle by never getting too excited or allowing negative things to penetrate or their consciousness.
Okay, so we actually have some of this stuff typed down, guys, so let you know that we're reading it, because there's so many of them, and I have only pulled a few out that I wanted to talk about. Mm-hmm. And so this when I went through the law of rhythm happened with my husband and I,
mm-hmm.
and we're changing the energy in the home,
right?
Okay,
mm-hmm.
so we're painting, setting positive energy, doing what we have to do. But was there some cycles we had to go through and some stages of development? Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
My husband didn't want to let go of the old color.
Right.
Which was kind of an autumn color.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to brighten it up, bring in this new energy into the home. And it starts causing a little of old patterns coming out.
Mm-hmm.
And they weren't mine, this time I can say.
Mm-hmm.
But as my husband kept painting, because he just, you know, a journeyman painter, right?
Mm-hmm.
Wanted to do that. And I started seeing personal patterns coming out of him.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And as the night went through, and now it's like he worked through those patterns. Why do you think he worked through those patterns while he was painting?
I'm assuming that if you don't see the pattern, you can't fix it.
Well, I'm going to tell you something I saw with him.
Okay.
Creativity.
Mm.
So when I clean,
right,
vacuum, drive,
mm-hmm.
we loosen up the cellular memory.
Okay.
And he was, as he was doing stuff, he was going, oh, wait a minute. I remember when I did this before.
Mm-hmm.
So we were talking about private things. I'm not going to bring everything right. up for the listeners to hear, but it was like, you know, and now I know why I didn't want to paint. I fell 40 feet from a ladder.
Oh.
And he's lucky to be walking and everything, right?
Right.
And he goes, that's why I quit painting. And so he was able to heal that
mm-hmm.
during that time. Mm-hmm. And then the cause and reaction of it was he healed, he's happy, and he's mm-hmm. still painting. Isn't that funny when you think about it?
I am afraid of heights.
Uh-huh.
I've never been afraid of heights. Every child I had more. Right, I got more scared of heights.
Right,
you know? Like okay, you know, didn't know anything about it, and I was told if you know you're not going to jump, then why would you be afraid?
Right,
you know, so something maybe in my past that caused me to feel afraid of heights.
Right,
and I am now still, you know, going up to an edge and getting closer and closer to the edge of. Like a bridge and looking down and go, okay, I'm telling myself, you're not going to jump. So why are you worried?
Right.
You know, and it's right. Why am I worried? I'm not going to climb over and jump off. But it's a weird feeling to have to talking yourself out of not being scared of something.
I agree.
And moving forward.
So with fear, mm-hmm. that's a form of fear.
Yes.
We just knock it out of your body because where do we carry our fear? Mm-hmm. In our hips.
Mm-hmm.
And that's stopping us mm-hmm. from going forward.
Yeah, I had no reason to be scared of mm-hmm. of heights. None. I had to question myself, why am I, you know, and do some thinking. And I haven't solved it yet. I'm just moving forward knowing that I'm not going to jump.
Right. No. Oh, you know what? I quit saying right.
Oh, you did.
Teresa said that I have to pay 25 cents every time I say right.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I got rid of the so's. Now I got to get rid of the rights. But no, you are correct. That I make.
And I wonder why, you know, some people are scared of flying if they've never flown before.
You know, I never thought of that.
What is it? What's maybe TV?
Yeah.
Programming.
Right.
You know, scary. It's a scary thing. But I mean, people have a big fear of flying that have never flown before.
So that would be the cause and effect also on this one, on the e-cycles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The one thing, so when we're doing that, we're mastering how we rise above the negative parts of the cycle, but
right.
by never getting into exciting, get too excited, right?
Right.
Or allow negative things to happen and penetrate their consciousness. And when we come back, we're going to finish talking about this because it's really important because we both have gone through some negative stuff.
Oh, for sure.
You know, and we had to finally master it. Mm-hmm. And it was like, we can do this. Mm-hmm. It's going to be too cool. And we did master it. And the ways that we mastered it was by holding on nothing but love.
Mm-hmm.
And people are going, how can love just help you with that?
Wow.
We're going to talk about that because love is the greatest thing, and nothing can get through love.
Yep, exactly.
I was talking to a friend of mine, and we were talking about this love, and she goes, well, how do you handle it with love? I said, I bubble myself in love. I'm wearing a pink sweater right now. Mm-hmm. That represents love.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we'll back. We will be back in a few minutes with more of the Silver Guy Show, and we'll be talking about mastering the negative parts of the cycle. See you in a few minutes.
Song of the Heart, Walking the Path of Light, from author and healer Francine Vale, is available now. Through Francine's life story, we learn how imperative it is to love one another. Once this simple truth is learned, peace on earth will prevail. Song of the Heart is a life lived and a story told for this purpose. To learn more about Francine and her amazing gifts, or to order your copy of the book today, visit angelsandlightbeings.com.
Dr. Brie Gibbs is a fourth-generation high priestess with the knowledge to raise your vibration in conscious creation. Offering a wide variety of services from goddess light and shamanic healing seminars to private reading sessions, Brie works with you so you too can stand in your own power. Isn't it about time you took your life into your own hands? For more information about Brie's services and products, visit silvergaia.net. That's silver, G-A-I-A.net.
Get ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming transformative topics and guests.
Crystal Voyage, located in Tacoma, Washington, is here to help guide your personal journey of awakening and raising your personal vibration. Tap into their on-site practitioners to choose from personalized readings, massage therapy, Reiki and energy healings, body-mind kinesis, life coaching, and many more modalities. Check out their store, showcasing an extensive array of crystals, stones, jewelry, books, and more. They also promote a network of readers offering animal communication, past life regression, aura cleaning and healing, channeled messages, numerology, and so much more. Visit their website at www.crystalvoyage.com to learn more.
The Earth is an ever-changing being. Goddess Light Shamanic Healer Bree Gibbs guides us through the ascending worlds and brings forth knowledge and truth. As a light creator, she is here to provide new information needed at this time in our evolution. Join Bree as she shares messages from guides, spirits, ascended masters, goddesses, and others. Tune in Tuesdays at 3 p.m. Pacific and Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific for the Silver Gaia Show and live the authentic life.
Are you ready to stop stress, anxiety, and low self-esteem from running your life? Join award-winning author Dr. Friedemann Schaub for Empowerment Radio and learn breakthrough solutions to switch out of survival mode and approach every day with great ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in the first and third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific to Empowerment Radio with host Dr. Friedemann Schaub on Transformation Talk Radio. Visit the fearandanxietysolution.com to learn more.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Bree. We're going to get back to the E-cycles and never getting into excited and allowing negative things to penetrate their consciousness. Why would that be so important, Stephanie?
Well, stress factor.
I'm telling you.
You can't change anything you don't recognize. So it's going to keep repeating,
right?
And once you start recognizing, you don't want to hold in, you know, negativity that you find, I'm mad, you know, at this person that you know, that's not in front of you and hanging on to that anger.
And that's going back to the honor and respecting, though, of somebody else.
Yes, but you have to honor and respect yourself or you can't even do this for anybody else.
Right.
You have to start with yourself. And hanging on to negativity, you really need to sit down and go, okay, where is this stem from? Why? I mean, just knowing that it's in front of you, you know, this is what you're facing right now, doesn't mean that you have to fight it.
Correct.
Because you're just allowing it to stay within your field.
Right.
And knowing that it's there and you're working on it will really help you calm down.
So that excitement and everyone help you calm it down. So how can they transmute that energy of anger out of them?
Walks, writing, creating, you know, sit down, color, write.
Anything that will help
Help
them.
You, yes, because you're not supposed to sit there and dwell in the negativity. This is what causes damage within inside you. You work it out. It's all the little steps, you know, sit down with yourself, meditation,
right?
Ask for answers, calm the mind, get with the breath.
So breath is like life.
Oh yeah. It's a tuning fork.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people think I'm breathing. When I'm working with people, I'm saying, you're not breathing. I can't feel your breath.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because we're so in tune together when I'm working with somebody, it's like, no, I want you to do a big dolphin breath.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, all right. So we're going to go up to another law right now. And do you want to finish law of attraction?
Yeah.
Let's do that. So demonstrate how we can create things, events, and people that come into our lives, our thoughts, feelings, and words, and actions, and produce energies which in turn attract like energies. So I'm going to use this for an example.
Okay.
And you know, I've been on other shows,
right?
Okay. And I wanted to find a place where there was like-minded people.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And it's kind of a shout out for TTR right now. I am so comfortable with TTR because I'm with like-minded people.
Right.
So I'm not, you know, saying anything bad about any other radio stations or any other competitors out there, but I found my niche where I belong and I'm happy. So there is that law of attraction when we work hard to get involved with the people we're supposed to get to, but also spirit leads us to them and the goddess does too.
Correct.
Mother Goddess Gaia.
Yes.
She leads us to the right people.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where I was in a negative situation and now it got turned into a positive one by releasing not surrendering. Right. I released it.
Right. You just released it.
And went forward on with a newer journey. So that's one thing. So the negative energies attract negative energies, which these people were writing me to come back. And I didn't even bother answering the email because I didn't want any more confrontation. I didn't want any more of the energy.
Yes.
I just wanted to go on with being me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you're a part of that.
Mm-hmm.
And so now, what else can we do to help our listeners not have to go through such a tough time as what we did, you know, with feelings and words and actions by other people?
Mm-hmm.
How can they get out of it? What do you think?
Well, the only example I can give is from myself, and that is if I always go back to if you're in conflict with somebody that is not hearing you. It's not a bad thing. You just have to know yourself, you know, if you're a loving, kind, giving person.
Right.
And this person's saying you're not, and you know you are, you know, for me, that's my goal every day. And make sure I, you know, put that out there every day. And I want people to know that if this is what you feel about yourself and someone else is having negativity about you, it only matters what you are feeling about yourself. You know, if you're loving, kind, and giving to the person that is being negative towards you, there's nothing more you can do. It's almost like foreign language trying to talk to them, because they're trying to get you did this or you did that.
Right.
Instead of going, what can we do to fix this? You know,
I'm so proud of you.
I know you're angry at me, and I get that, and I apologize. You know, it's always thank you, or, you know, please forgive me. I love you.
Right. You know, please. So one thing about me, and somebody had asked me, and I'm not going to I know who I was in the past life, as you know that. Okay. And somebody has said for me, for that being that person, you know, soul fault, you keep the same fault, soul, you're just different names.
Right. Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So somebody had asked me, I never thought that this person I was, right? Or am.
Right.
I am in the I am present, but, right, you know, right, it's still part of me because she's all weaved in me, right? Many of them would put up with something like this, right? Well, I hate to admit, a year ago, I probably would have ripped him apart,
right?
You've been around through the transformation. So then in February, when all of a sudden I got that cold, it turned into pneumonia, broke ribs from coughing, the whole bit and stuff, right? You remember all that. And I started losing that fight. And I thought, what the heck?
Right.
And then I started feeling people's emotions that were just around me, right? And it was just really hard for me because, you know, I had that clamshell on me.
Right.
Literally, it was a clamshell. And I was going, what am I getting ready for? What are they doing now? So, you know, that clamshell was broken off me. And now with the fifth dimension here, and being a part of it, I understand it.
Right.
I had to break that hardness down so I could not go back. I had to go forward. And boy, I'm sensitive now.
Yeah.
I mean, it was so easy to say, oh, the person doesn't like me. Oh, well. Well, now it's like, yeah, how can I fix it now?
Right. It's a little different than that now. I mean, you know, and there's some things that you can say it doesn't matter, you know.
Right. But you saw what I went through.
Yeah.
And before it was like my husband would say it's breezeway or no way. You know, well, now it's a combination of us working together. You know, but it wasn't so much breezeway, it was this hardness I had on me, and it was nothing but protection. And now they removed my breastplate, they removed other places off of me and stuff that needs to be gone. And you know, it's actually really refreshing. And the feeling I have now is like, I attracted this to me. This is what I wanted. You know, I wanted not to have to worry about who's going to hurt my feelings or what I was going to do. And now that I've released it all and the breastplate and all the rest of the armor is off of me and living this wonderful excitement time of the fifth dimension, it's like people wake up, remove that hardness. And a lot, like we had talked last week, friends are leaving friends. And I heard from somebody that we both know today, you know, had sent me a message. And she was, all I'm trying to do is really good. And I don't understand why people are kind of attacking me. And I'm like going, it's okay, sweetie. It's okay. Just come see me and we'll talk about it, you know. Mm-hmm. And she lost her hardness now.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So,
you know, I've noticed, you know, I have some friends that have like noticed certain things in their own personality. Why am I so harsh?
Right.
And that's great. You're recognizing because you're now going, oh, I don't want to be this harsh or be seen harsh.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, like I said, you can't change anything if you don't recognize it.
No,
you're always going to be harsh if you don't recognize it.
And, you know, I didn't realize I was that harsh. Mm-hmm. And you probably would say, Bree, Bree, mm-hmm. are you serious? You know, but I am where it comes to universal laws. Those are my boundaries.
Oh, yeah.
That is very important to me. So, no, today was a day for Stephanie and I just to really start talking about these things. And we can't use our other clients or friends. You know, this one I was able to use. But, you know, I got some exciting news. So with the fifth dimension open up, you know, there's being brand new babies born every day. Every day. And they're coming in from a star seed system. And they're coming in from all these different areas. Well, Stephanie became a grandmother yesterday.
Today.
Oh, today.
I thought it was 1201.
1201
this morning.
So by the Lemurian numbers,
yes.
1201, truth, trust, and passion.
Nice.
That would be
yes.
the last numbers.
Yes.
Oh, that's just too cool. So she came in, and what's her name?
Kinsey Rose.
Kinsey Rose. That's a beautiful name. What's she weigh?
What did she say? It was 6'2"?
6'2"?
Yeah.
Oh, well, good. See? So now the law of attraction.
Yeah.
You have a beautiful granddaughter.
Yep.
And you saw that she's a starseed.
Yes, she's definitely a starseed.
And you have a lot to come in. Their children are born with these yes. abilities and bringing them to us.
Yes.
So we're going to come back and talk more about universal laws.
Yes.
But I just had to let everybody know. Stephanie's her grandma. We'll see you back in a few minutes after the break.
Lemon is a licensed massage practitioner and has owned her practice in Kent, Washington since 1998. Through her own personal life experiences, she's been guided to many different natural healing modalities. After experiencing the benefits, she became certified in modalities allowing her to share them with those interested. Schedule your private session with Jamie today at kentmassage.com or call 253-332-7318.
Dr. Bree Gibbs is a fourth-generation high priestess with the knowledge to raise your vibration and conscious creation. Offering a wide variety of services from goddess light and shamanic healing seminars to private reading sessions, Bree works with you so you too can stand in your own power. Isn't it about time you took your life into your own hands? For more information about Bree's services and products, visit silvergaia.net. That's silver, GAIA.net.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
What is a brilliant culture? And how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you design a culture that is authentic, innovative, and successful. Learn how to create change with Cultural Brilliance Radio, the DNA of organizational excellence, and Claudette Rowley. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit ClaudetteRowley.com.
The Earth is an ever-changing being. Goddess Light, shamanic healer, Bree Gibbs, guides us through the ascending worlds and brings forth knowledge and truth. As a light creator, she is here to provide new information needed at this time in our evolution. Join Bree as she shares messages from guides, spirits, ascended masters, goddesses, and others. Tune in Tuesdays at 3 p.m. Pacific and Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific for the Silver Gaia Show and live the authentic life.
Tune in to The Michael Shane Show, the third Tuesday of each month at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com and connect with the ascended beings to raise your vibration and manifest the life you desire. Get ready to receive healing through the transphysical mediumship of Reverend Michael Shane and the ascended beings. Visit MichaelShane.com. That's M-Y-C-H-A-E-L, Shane.com, and call 425-971-6632 to schedule your full healing session now.
Welcome back to the Silver Gaia Show on Transformation Talk Radio. And where do we leave off, Bree?
The Law of Attraction.
All right.
So I want to talk about something.
Okay.
So, you know, we have thought patterns.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So when you have thought patterns, sometimes negative things can happen in our thought patterns.
Yes.
We got to change those if we want to achieve a higher vibration. Yeah. Because we're going to be talking about vibration here in a little bit.
You know, we're talking about ourselves.
Right.
You know, you have to change the way you feel about yourself before you can feel about other people.
That's right.
You know, growing up, you have to love yourself before you love other people, but they never told us how.
You are so right.
Never taught us.
Do you remember, you know, do unto others?
Yes.
I was like going, you know what? These laws that we're talking about today actually is do unto those others, you know, as you want done to you.
Be the change you want to see in other people. That's how you change everything.
So I can switch. And I like that because you and I, we're kind of controversial and we come back with different things. So so if you're going angry to bed at night, what happens? You have bad dreams. You're mad.
And you wake up angry.
And you created all the stuff to happen in your sleep state.
And you, let's say you sleep 8 hours and you go to bed angry.
What's that? Sleeping 8 hours?
Well, okay.
I'll try that one time.
Yeah, you can try that someday. And if you go to bed angry and you sleep for 8 hours, your body falls asleep, but your mind is still awake. And so it has 8 hours to be angry on the subject that you went to sleep on.
And if you're leaving your body like we do, you know, everybody leaves their body at night, even if they don't realize it.
Right.
So their consciousness is leaving the body and they could be out there manifesting things they shouldn't do.
Right.
So one good thing I do is I make sure I never go to bed angry.
Right.
No matter what happens in my normal life, right?
And everybody can come up. I mean, if you're going to bed angry, you can still lie there and come up with one positive thought.
Right.
Because one positive thought leads to another. It's an attraction. Hence, law of
attraction. Okay. It's not always about things. So emotions and words.
Mm.
So if we're having an emotional day, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oops, I'm going to owe Teresa in that quarter. So I bet she's keeping count. If we have emotional days, how can we change that so it does not attract anything negative around us?
Well, I put protection. I use protection for myself. I mean, once I know I'm like getting angry, I have to find out why.
Right.
And or, you know, that's a hard one.
Yeah.
And protect myself.
From our own self sometimes.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Seriously.
Mm-hmm. Talk to your higher self.
So I go higher self to higher self. And if I have any problems, my higher self will talk to the other person's higher self. And then if that doesn't work, and because here's the thing, talking higher self to higher self, if that person's body doesn't accept it, there's nothing we can do. But we can honor and respect our feelings and their feelings at the same time.
Well, if you are angry and you're going about your day being angry, well, then you're putting more thought into it. Just accept what has come to you,
right?
Accept it, move forward, and ask for answers throughout the day. You don't have to dwell on it. That's by choice.
Correct.
If you're going to dwell on it, then you're going to keep having the same thought pattern over and over. If you're waiting for answers, go, okay, I've asked. Now I'm going to wait and hear. I have no reason to keep being angry.
That is very true. So the next part of that is the emotions.
Well,
and have their corresponding principles in the ethers, and the universe. Mm-hmm. As above, so below. I even have that tattoo on my arm.
Right.
As above, so below. Mm-hmm. So whatever we're doing sometimes can affect the universe, affects the planet.
Right.
We attracted that in, you know. So for me, it's like whatever we take out of the ground, we need to put back into the earth.
Mm-hmm.
So what we take out of the earth, we put back into the earth.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever we're taking out of the universe, we need to put back into the universe.
Mm-hmm. Now you're talking balance.
Yeah, I did that for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's another law.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have time to go through hundreds of laws today.
Right.
But I think we're going to make this more of teaching on purpose because there's so much that's not being told out there.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So the law of vibration.
I like this one.
I'm telling you. So everything in the universe moves.
Mm-hmm.
So if it vibrates and travels.
Mm-hmm.
Some are in particular patterns. Principles of vibration in the physical world applies to our thoughts, feelings, desires, and the wills. In each sound, thing, every thought we make is a vibrational frequency unique to mm-hmm. each self and each other.
I love this law because I follow this all the time because, you know, if I'm having, I don't really have bad days. I have awkward days.
Right.
You know, I don't have bad days anymore. Just awkward. You understand? Just off kilter.
No, I understand what you're saying.
And I don't, you know, I don't go out and go to the gas station and pump gas and look at the guy next to me and give him a dirty look because I'm having a bad day. Or because that's
when I
was a vibration. I don't want to mess up his vibration. He was having a great day.
Well, I went to a seminar.
Uh-huh.
And somebody has said, it was the greatest seminar because the person that we were seeing said, you know, when somebody looks at you like that, just say bless you.
Oh, yeah.
So I've been going around to my husband when he says something, bless you.
Uh-huh. I got honked at today driving and I'm like, why? I don't recall doing anything wrong. Maybe I scared them. I don't know. But I was like, well, okay, I'll pay a little bit more attention of how I'm driving. I don't complain to the person that was honking. It made me more aware of what I was doing.
So here's the thing. As an empath,
mm-hmm.
a lot of us are empaths.
Yes.
So when you're saying, I learned this, and this is kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
When you're saying, bless you,
mm-hmm.
that energy can't come into us.
Right.
We're actually blessing them for the way that they are.
Uh-huh.
Oh. So isn't that kind of cool? Mm-hmm. So we're giving them a lift up.
I just wish people understood, you know, if they're being rude or what to somebody else, is that in that person, like they just walked into the room and you were rude to them, that their vibration just gets messed up. That's not fair.
No, it's not.
It's not fair to take your frustrations on to someone else and mess up their vibration.
And that's part of the universal laws of
mm-hmm.
vibration.
Taste your words before you spit them out.
Yeah.
Because
people
the vibration
really need to
of your words.
That.
Yeah. Taste them. If they're not coming out nice, then I wouldn't be saying them at all. And what did we learn why we were kids? If you don't have anything nice, don't say anything at all. And that is the truth.
Now there you're speaking your
unless
truth.
Unless you're going to speak love, you know.
Right.
You know.
No, I agree with what you're saying. Mm-hmm. So then we have that. And then the other thing, a law of vibration, it also affects our animals, how we behave.
Oh, of course.
So we're right now.
Your plants.
Yeah. And, you know, for somebody that couldn't handle plants, they're still alive and they're doing well. So something's right.
Well, you had intention.
Right. So, and they're coming back in, but it's just like, I'm learning to do the correct, my vibration rose,
yes.
Right?
Yeah.
And I'm starting to work with I can work with, you know, different animals and stuff in there. Everything mm-hmm. is like, now I'm learning to work with plants. That's a big step for me.
Well, the more loving that you put out,
mm-hmm.
I think the more the universe shows you. The more
true.
Yeah, raising your vibration of love. Like, I didn't hear my dogs speak to me, you know, my whole entire life until about 2 years ago. So I raised my vibration of love, and I think that's why I was able to now hear what my dogs were saying to me.
Isn't it fun when you first hear them?
I was shown a picture.
Oh, really?
And you know, if you don't recognize it, you just throw it out of your mind like, eh. But this, you know, I'm now everything I think and feel, I'm aware of. And I was shown a picture, and I'm like, oh, you want water? So I went and got him water, and exactly what he wanted. He was so happy, and I'm like, oh my gosh, he showed me a picture. So putting out the love vibration is just as much effort as putting out a fear vibration.
Yeah, I like fear vibration.
Yeah, I mean,
I won't deal with it.
Fear or hate, you're going to, you know, it's going to attract fear and hate.
Right. And then people aren't going to wonder why it came back to them.
Now, there's a reason why certain people like hanging around loving, kind, giving people, because they want to be like that. But they're just thinking it's for them. No, it starts with you.
Right. So the one thing is, I remember my mom used to say, you know, misery loves company, but you don't have to be part of it.
Right.
And I didn't realize until I started studying the different laws and going in meditation, that's actually the cause and effect one.
Mm-hmm. You know, I don't like going out and, you know, sitting to dinner and hearing other people speaking loudly, and you can hear the anger in their voice.
Right.
And you have no idea that you're affecting everybody around you that can hear you.
Mm-hmm.
Or don't hear you. You're still the vibration. So I try not to do that.
Well,
I work very hard not to do that. I don't want to cause anybody else's vibration to be messed up.
You know, well, and that's really true, because my husband will say sometimes, yeah, I want to go out to dinner. Nope. You got me to go get dinner, please.
Uh-huh.
Because I don't want to be around it.
Right.
You know, it's not that I'm a hermit at home. You know that.
Right.
You know, I go out and do things and stuff. But sometimes there's days that I just don't want to hear it.
Yes.
So I just take care of what I have to do for me.
Mm-hmm.
And so here's the thing is, I just know what we have to do for ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And we take care of ourselves. And that's all that's going to matter. So vibration in house can be music.
Great. Yes.
Sometimes people watch shows that make them feel whole and mm-hmm. complete.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they listen to people like us
yeah.
and other people. Mm-hmm. There's lots of people out here.
Mm-hmm.
And they are able to resonate with what we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
So the one thing is the law of attraction. Watch out with your dream state. Make sure you don't go to bed angry.
Yes.
Yep. I've learned the hard way. It really does happen. So we're going to take a short break, and then we're going to come back with something very special on the law of divine oneness. See you in a few minutes.
Crystal Voyage, located in Tacoma, Washington, is here to help guide your personal journey of awakening and raising your personal vibration. Tap into their on-site practitioners to choose from personalized readings, massage therapy, Reiki and energy healings, body-mind kinesis, life coaching, and many more modalities. Check out their store, showcasing an extensive array of crystals, stones, jewelry, books, and more. They also promote a network of readers offering animal communication, past life regression, aura cleaning and healing, channeled messages, numerology, and so much more. Visit their website at www.crystalvoyage.com to learn more.
Brand consultant and coach Jen Morgan is here with Radically Distinct Radio to help maximize your brand's power to produce results. Whether you're a person with a dream and unsure where to start, or a CEO of a successful company wondering what's next, Jen Morgan and the RAD Method empowers you to play to your strengths and focus your competitive edge so you can show up in the world as your most powerful brand. Go to jenmorgan.com or call 206-972-5366.
The Earth is an ever-changing being. Goddess Light Shamanic Healer Bree Gibbs guides us through the ascending worlds and brings forth knowledge and truth. As a light creator, she is here to provide new information needed at this time in our evolution. Join Bree as she shares messages from guides, spirits, ascended masters, goddesses, and others. Tune in Tuesdays at 3 p.m. Pacific and Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific for the Silver Gaia Show, and live the authentic life.
Would you like to experience life-transforming adventures in personal expansion and world service? If you do, tune in to learn about magical innate abilities that you can develop and use to make your dreams come true. Joy Elaine is author of The Joy Chronicles, and she's inviting you and millions of others to join her in working with galactic masters, angels, and the Ashtar Command as they assist humanity and planet Earth to achieve their ultimate destination of ascension. For more information about this upcoming event and broadcast, visit joyelaine.com. That's joy, ELAINE.com.
The law of divine oneness. Everything is connected to everything else. I love that statement.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, we are connected to everything. Mm-hmm. What we think, what we say, do, believe, mm-hmm. having the corresponding effects on others and the universe around us. So with divine oneness, if we're thinking nothing but positive and we're behaving positive, and if we catch ourselves doing something that's not quite of the highest of light, we can mm-hmm. change it real quick and reconnect with the divine oneness in us and to the divine.
Right. Yeah.
So I was typing up some stuff at 3 o'clock this morning, by the way. That's why I said 8 o'clock. What's that?
Oh.
I get woken up and it's like, okay, I got to type something really quick. Mm-hmm. And it actually has something to do with divine oneness that's going to come up in their show that we're going to be doing.
Yeah.
But it's like, you know, if we just think what we think. Like you guys said, tasting it, tasting the words. Mm-hmm. Could you imagine what the divine would be saying right now to us? You're doing a great job.
A totally great job.
I know.
Yeah.
Because you're bringing out your true authentic selves and who mm-hmm. we are and what we're really here for. Mm-hmm. It's not, you know, always a matter of being this bright, shining light that everybody you have to be on this pedestal because I tell people.
Oh, like being popular. You don't have to be.
Ah, sorry. Yeah. No. Yeah. Don't put me on a pedestal because I'm going to take myself back off of it because I'm just here to do a job.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And that's what the divine oneness wants from us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because with being on that, you put somebody on that pedestal, you might accidentally, you know, realize that they shouldn't have been there in the first place.
Right.
And that, right, you know, that happened to me.
Mm-hmm.
And it got changed around and corrected. But I remember when I first started teaching when I was in my 20s. Okay. We all get an ego.
Right.
The first 5 to 6 years.
Uh-huh.
And then somebody had called it a Godsmack.
Godsmack?
A Godsmack.
Uh-huh.
And in case mine, with me, it was a God and Goddess smack.
Okay.
Saint Germain might as well have gone in there and smacked me too while he's at it, right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, the ego had to be placed in check. It had to be moved out of the head.
Yes.
You know, and say, okay, wait a minute.
That's kind of like monetary gain, though.
It is.
Yeah. When you're doing it for yourself.
You know, you're not doing it for the whole.
Oh, yeah.
Or in the oneness, you're doing it for yourself. And I didn't realize I was doing that. And it was like, okay, so that got changed around real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Because I went and saw Tiege Belshire, you know, and said, okay, wait a minute.
Yeah.
What do I do with this, you know? And so that's the one thing where she taught me all these laws.
Right.
And why they needed to be here and mm-hmm. why they must take action on every single law.
Right.
And so no matter what we think, we always have to know that we're connected with the law of the divine oneness.
Yes.
The other thing is, what we say is connected to the law of divine oneness. So people are going to get tired of me saying it, but this is what we do.
Mm-hmm.
Believe, connected to the law of oneness. Mm-hmm. What we correspond affects others, connected to the divine oneness. Now, how can you explain the rest of that?
I don't know. Can you explain that? Because I don't. I need you to explain that one. I guess she's having a drink.
Sorry, I was a little choking here for a minute. Okay, so connected to divine oneness, and mm-hmm. I'm going to do it again. She's going to talk for a minute while I take a drink of water.
Oh, okay. So everything is connected to everything else. So
So, all right, I think I can do it now. Okay, throat chakra. So if it's connected to everything, what we want, I'm trying not to keep no dead air here, and I'm kind of thinking here for a second. How we want to do this is say, it's like a pyramid.
Okay.
Okay? Mm-hmm. So if we take a pyramid, and, uh-huh. and I know that the audience can't see this, but what I'm doing right now is we're taking this pyramid, and we're pointing my fingers to the top, right?
Okay.
And so the bottom of the pyramid is Mother Earth, right?
Okay. Right.
Okay? So as we're going up to, going to the divine oneness, right? Mm-hmm. We become creator source, right?
Right.
Okay? So everything we do, and Gaia is supporting us and working with us and working so hard with us to get us up to these points and helping connect the both together as one, which has happened in the fifth dimension, right? And which is, you know, I've been working on that, which is really cool. And you got it, didn't
you? Well, you can't pick and choose who you're going to be nice to.
There you go.
You have to be nice to everybody.
Correct.
You have to love everybody.
So, no matter what, as you're working your way up, you have to love everybody. You can't just be rude to somebody. There's no pick and choosing.
No.
Because I don't want to be pick and choose over somebody. No. I just want to be Bree.
Yeah.
You know? So what? I got a doctorate degree. That's just a piece of paper. I'm me.
You know what? We need to do a show about feelings. What feelings really are. What they really feel like. And because when once you feel anger or fear, you're not going to like that feeling, and you're not going to want to put that onto anybody else.
You know what? We only have 2 minutes left, so I want I want to get into that since you brought that up.
Okay.
So I'll make sure that everybody checks out this right here, the law of divine oneness. Take that into meditation. Really think about it, because everything is connected to everything else.
Yep.
So from the earth, as above, so below.
Right.
All right. So say what you just said again. I know, we get that way all the time. If you guys don't get to see us, you can be gone. Wait a minute. Okay.
You can't pick and choose who you're going to love and treat with respect. You have to do that for everybody. Even if you don't care for that person, you still...
You know what? There's nobody I don't like. I'm going to tell you
exactly.
That now. There's not one.
There's people I don't like hanging around.
And we don't have to be around them.
Exactly.
Like my mom said, misery loves company. Don't be a part of it, right?
Yes.
Yeah, she was such a wise woman. Little tiny 100-pound German lady.
Well, a lot of people were so wise, and they gave us these little sayings, and you know, like our teachers or whatnot, but they never told us how to use them.
Right. No, I agree. So here's the thing. What I want to do is say this. When I lost this clamshell off of me. Not very long ago. It was the hardest experience for me to go through.
Right.
I had to learn to be me again.
And
I thought, how am I going to be me without that hard shell on me so I would be protected?
Right.
What was I so scared of? Having my feelings hurt? That was one.
Everybody. Right.
Right.
Being misunderstood.
Oh, yeah, and that happens a lot.
Well,
yeah, but that's okay.
Yeah.
Because, you know, if they don't get it, they'll get it eventually.
Exactly. Right?
And if they want to think I'm the weird one because of what I talk about, that's okay, too, because I know I'm out there, way out there
that's
in the
okay.
universe.
You love yourself. It doesn't matter what.
Right.
I'm sorry. It doesn't matter what other people
I know.
Think.
It doesn't. It really doesn't.
As long as you're doing your loving, kind, and giving.
Right. So I ended up understanding that I need to embrace all these new feelings I'm feeling of people.
Right.
And some I don't like.
Right.
I'm learning to do it, but I no longer have that hard shell on me.
Right.
Well, where my husband will say, because he's a retired Ranger Special Ops, right?
Okay.
Where he used to say, your mouth does worse than my fist could ever have done. He can't say that to me no more.
Right.
And that hardness is gone. And I actually reached first help the other day, and I cried, and I said, you know what? I need your help. I'm feeling all these emotions, and I don't know how to handle them. What can I do? And he held me in a way he's held me before, but I never felt it that way. Does that make sense what I'm saying? It's like a whole nother feeling. And I was like going, okay, I can do this. Mm-hmm. No problem. I can make it work. And I cried. I let things out that have been in me since I was a kid.
Purged.
I purged. Mm-hmm. That got a little sick, but that's okay too. Mm-hmm. But at least I was able to get that completely out of me. And now the law of the divine oneness mm-hmm. feels so different.
Yes.
Because I got that clamshell off me. All the brass plating is off of me. You know, the breastplates, everything mm-hmm. that had to be on me for protection. Mm-hmm. And I was mainly protecting the world from me.
Right.
That's the whole thing about it is. So when you learn that you can release it all, you don't have to be scared no more. And we're going to talk more about this on another show.
Yeah, we keep running out of time.
I know. So I want to thank everybody for joining us today. And check into universal laws. They are so important. And many goddess blessings to you all. We'll see you next week.
You've been listening to the Silver Gaia Show. New energy has made its mark. Illuminate the human race. Join Dr. Bree Gibbs and Stephanie Sills each week, Tuesdays at 3 p.m. Pacific and Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. Each show is designed to share and discuss timely key messages and truths. Dr. Bree brings forth gods and goddesses, ascended masters, and others to communicate the information our world needs. For more about Dr. Bree or the Silver Gaia Show, visit silvergaia.net, and we'll see you next time.